It's the 13th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man has been charged in connection with an arson attack. At about 4:30 on Tuesday, the fire brigade, ambulance and police were called to a house fire on Sandhurst Road in Bedford. Three fire engines carrying about 15 firemen attended the scene, where four people were inside the house. An ambulance was called, but everyone managed to get out of the house safely, and it was determined they didn't need any hospital treatment. Police arrested a 42-year-old man on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life and held him in custody for questioning. Yesterday, he was charged with this, along with possession of a bladed article. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Service said the people involved in the fire are being looked after and have started an investigation into its cause. All rail services between Bedford and St Pancras were suspended for several hours yesterday evening. Thames Link Rail said, "It is with great sadness we report that a person has been hit by a train between Luton and Bedford. All lines are blocked between these stations whilst emergency services work to deal with this incident." Since the spring of 2020, local councils have been allowed to meet virtually, but as of last week, this is no longer the case. To resume in-person meetings, Bedford Council booked the Corn Exchange starting on the 17th of May. The leader of the Lib Dem group, Councillor Christine McHugh, said the return was utterly absurd, but she didn't explain this outburst or her reasons against wanting to return to normal. Check the show notes for details on how to attend in-person meetings. Priory Country Park is getting upgrades, with the old path around the lake being replaced with an all-weather tarmac, followed by the installation of an outdoor gym where the labyrinth currently is. The 6 weeks of work start shortly and the park remains open throughout. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.